I was remembering my early days, young days. In Calcutta, there was a lake, and in the evening, we friends used to go by the lake, sit on the grass, and eat peanuts. You get peanuts with shells. So you peel the shells, get the nuts, mix it with salt. And it's a nice feeling, actually. I was thinking of it. Doesn't it feel nice?
Yes.
The feel of nature. Anyway, as long as you can hear. Can you all hear then? Can you hear me? Okay. So, I presume all of you are there in that class. So, did you understand the essence of the Vedas? Essence of the Vedas is leading us to the spiritual world. How many of you are there in that day before yesterday's session, dream and reality? Okay. So the point is, this world also is a dream. To whom this world is a dream? To whom this world appears to be real? When somebody is sleeping and he dreams, doesn't the dream appear to be real? Because he's sleeping, because he's asleep. Now those who are spiritually asleep, to them this dream appears to be real. So now you seriously consider, how many of you think this world to be real? Huh? How many of you think this world to be real? Then what does it mean? You're spiritually asleep. Very good. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, do you remember the song? Jeeva Jago, Jeeva Jago. Gorachan Bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is urging everyone, oh sleeping souls, wake up. Wake up. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also said that in English, in a poetry, enjoyment, sorrow, both are transient. But the souls that are asleep, they think these to be real. The enjoyment in this world and the sufferings of this world, if it's a dream, does it have any relevance? Does it have any reality, real existence? Because it's a dream. Only those who are asleep, they have a share in that enjoyment. Very beautifully Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually described that in a poetry called Saragrahi Vaishnava. There he is saying, the flesh is not our own, alas. The flesh, that is, this body made of flesh and bone, is not our own, alas. It's not our own. Is the flesh, the body that is made of five elements, can you claim that those elements are mine? But it is due to illusion we are claiming that this body is mine. But actually what this body, this mortal frame achieved? The flesh is not our own, alas. The mortal frame a chain. Soul confined for former wrongs. Why did the soul become confined, entrapped, imprisoned in this body? For former wrongs, a past wrongdoing. What is that former wrong? What is the past wrongdoing? We have rejected Krishna. That is our wrong. The soul confined for former wrongs will try to rise again. That is what we have to do. We must try to rise again, rise out of this bondage. Bondage of this material body. That is the goal of life. So that is the goal of life. In today's class I pointed out the importance of human body in the earth planet. Earth planet is important and human body in the earth planet is most important. The most wonderful gift of Krishna. Why? Because we have come so close to the doorway out of this house. It's a prison house. This universe with 14 planetary systems is a prison house. Now who wants to remain in a prison? If you go to a prison, would you like to stay there? Similarly, this world is a prison. Who wants to stay here and enjoy? Does anybody want to go to the prison to enjoy? Does anybody go to the prison to enjoy? No. Everyone goes to prison, everyone is in prison for his to be subjected to punishment. So become aware of that fact and try to get out of this material nature. And the way to get out of the material nature is become engaged in serving Krishna. When you serve Krishna, say in a prison house, when the prisoner is serving the king, is he imprisoned? Even though he may have been a criminal, but when he starts to serve the king, all his punishment, all his sentence is immediately dismissed. So similarly, when we surrender to Krishna and become engaged in his service, we are free. Although we may be in the prison house, but we are free. And in the prison house, when a person serves the king, is he a prisoner? No. He's king's man. In the prison house, there are prison wardens, prison in charge, prison officials. They are in the prison. But are they prisoners? No, they are not prisoners. So that's what happens when you begin to serve Krishna. When you start to serve Krishna, then you become free from your imprisonment. So this is such a wonderful opportunity. We are prisoners, but now we have the opportunity to become princes. Right, from prisoner to princess. King's man, king's son, that's what we are. Who is a king's son? King's son for the princess. So that is the wonderful opportunity. Okay, I've been talking for quite some time. Now let me hear you all. So how are you all doing? Chanting 16 rounds? Attentively? Chanting must be attentive. Inattentive chanting is an offense. And offensive chanting should be avoided. And by chanting, how are you feeling? You're feeling good? So you chant and you become happy. That's what Prabhupada said. Chant Hare Krishna. You want to be happy?
Yes.
What's the simplest way to become happy?
Just chant.
Do you have to pay any money for that?
No.
You don't have to do anything. Chant and be happy. And when you are unhappy, then what should you do?
Start
chanting. There are moments of unhappiness. So when you become unhappy, then what do you do? What should you do? Take our bath and start chanting. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram.
And then you realize that there is no reason to be unhappy. Because Krishna has given you everything. Didn't Krishna give you everything? Why do you become unhappy? When you lack something. When you want something but don't get it. When things don't happen according to our plan, we become unhappy. But when you remember Krishna, then we see that Krishna has given us everything. Krishna made all the arrangements for us. Krishna made all the arrangements. Did Krishna give enough food? Did Krishna give enough water to drink? Did Krishna give enough water to breathe? Then, what's the problem? When you see a dying man, then you see he's struggling to breathe. In order to just get one breath, what one won't give at the time. At the time. But now, so freely available, all the air, all the opportunity to breathe. We can drink as much water as we want. Can you imagine a traveler lost his way in the middle of Sahara Desert? The water that he was carrying is finished. Water bottle is empty. Can you imagine what he won't give at that time to get a glass of water? Therefore, the good way to be happy, the easier way to be happy is to see how much Krishna has given us. Instead of thinking how much we did not get, we should consider how much Krishna has given us. See all the wonderful things that Krishna has given us. So why should he be unhappy? I may not have a big house, big car, a lot of money in the bank, but I have all the air to breathe, all the food to eat. Just consider a person living in a big house, has so much money, so everything he has, but he can't eat. I heard of one man, he's very rich in America, very, very. But you know what he can, what he eats? All he can eat is a cookie dipped in tea. It becomes soft and he can eat that. That's about it. What a life. Although he has all the money, and I'm sure he is thinking when he sees you ravenously eating all the delicious Mahaprasad, he is envying you. In spite of all this money, in spite of all these facilities, you know, he's deprived of this very basic gift that Krishna has given us. And I've seen also people, in spite of this suffering condition, they want to enjoy I've seen one man, you know, he can't breathe. He had a hole. I mean, something happened in his breathing system. So they made a hole in his throat. And he actually breathes through that. And still he smokes cigarettes. He holds the cigarette there in that hole. So this is how futile, I mean, this is how desperate people are trying to derive a little enjoyment in this material nature. But the real enjoyment, what is the real enjoyment? Do you know what is the real enjoyment? The ability to digest what you eat and have a sound sleep. Person who sleeps soundly at night and who can digest his food is a real happiness. And on top of that, if he doesn't have any debt, he's even more happy. So that is our condition. That is our real source. Therefore, one should see and appreciate the mercy that Krishna has bestowed. Okay, as I was saying, any question? Anybody? No question? Yes.
In the description of Mushroom Dharma, we see that 75% of the human form.
Little louder?
Oh, we see that 75% of the human form of life is sex. It's Brahmacharya, essentially. And then Grihastha. It's also essentially Brahmacharya. So we see that Brahmacharya and Krishna consciousness is very important. So what is the actual mentality of one should have a Brahmacharya to be successful in that?
Yeah, the question is that when one follows his life properly, following the Varnashram system, in his childhood, in his early age, he accepts the life of Brahmacharya. So what's the real standard of Brahmacharya? What's the real standard of Brahmacharya? Brahma acharati iti Brahmacharya. Brahma means spiritual platform. So one who acts in order to achieve the spiritual platform, that is the Brahmacharya. So, for example, spiritual platform means beyond this material nature, there is a spiritual platform. The platform of spiritual reality. The spiritual reality means Krishna consciousness. So, in this stage, he learns how to become Krishna conscious. Otherwise, you see, what everybody wants to. Everybody generally tries to enjoy this material nature. He sees the objects of the senses and he wants to enjoy them. That is the goal of life, no? Nowadays. And actually nowadays, they are constantly being bombarded. The billboards, TVs, radio, movies, what they are saying. Enjoy this world. Enjoy this world. They are actually saying, enjoy the illusion. Enjoy the illusion. Now, is there any fun trying to enjoy the illusion? Trying to enjoy that which is not. Illusion means that which is not there. Now how can you enjoy it? It's not there to begin. So if there is a picture of a glass of water and you are thirsty, will that quench your thirst? Now if somebody says, big advertisement, that this glass is going to quench your thirst, And what is the bottom line? Give me your money. That's what is going on in this world. They're alluring. Come, enjoy. Why? Because I want your money. So that's what is going on. Now we have to counteract that. Reverse that. So the way to reverse it is recognize that this is illusion and that is reality. So recognizing that this is illusion and that is reality, now you try to become situated in that reality, not this. Don't run after this illusory enjoyment. So that is wrong. The question is how to study Prabhupada's books in the systematic way. What's the best way? The first consideration is get the basic understanding. Read the small books. I'm talking about a neophyte. So when I come across a newcomer, a person who is showing interest in Krishna consciousness, we give them the small books. Books like Perfect Question, Perfect Answer, Coming Back, Higher Taste, all that. But then as they reached certain height of understanding, knowledge, or they have accepted, they have become, you know, convinced about it, then we ask them to read Bhagavad Gita. Systematically. Not just in one go read everything and not understand anything. Go step by step. Verse by verse. Chapter by chapter. Understand the teaching. And then when you have understood the basic then you can systematically study after Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. But at that stage you can also read from anywhere, any of them, anytime. Because it will make sense. Like sometimes Prabhupada used to ask me to read from Chaitanya Charitamrita or Srimad Bhagavatam. So, sometimes Prabhupada would make some comments. Sometimes Prabhupada made a comment when I was reading the purport. I get surprised that I wrote that. Prabhupada was amazing, you know, which actually implied that Krishna actually wrote that. Another time Prabhupada told me that these books are like an ocean of nectar. So wherever you drink from, it's nectar. So wherever you find, study carefully and take notes. When you are reading, take notes. And go through the notes. So that is how we have to assimilate. Okay, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premadasi. Thank you all very much for coming. And how many of you came from Joburg? Okay, I will go back to Joburg on 8th morning, Monday. 8th morning, and I'll stay in Joburg for the whole day. And then in the evening, I'll catch a flight. And how many of you came from Cape Town? Okay. So I'm going to Cape Town day after tomorrow. And I'll stay there for 3 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Then Friday, I will leave in the morning. Come back. I was also considering to go to Uitenhage. But, let me see if it will be possible. I spoke to Mahindra today. And I was thinking if I could just go there. The only way I could do it is to catch a flight from Cape Town in the morning, come to Port Elizabeth, and then stay there for 2-3 hours, and then catch a flight, because on Friday evening I have a program in Stanger. They are organizing a program there.
There is a flight from B to the Salem.
Which airline?
SAA.
And then flights from B to... There's a British Airways flight at 1 something. Let me see. Hemanga? If I can, I know it'll be tough, actually. Take a flight, go there. Did you find out about the flights to B?
Yeah.
No. He's saying that there's a morning flight at 7:00.
Yes, but that's solo.
Solo.
So South African.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
That's solo. The only one flight still. The last flight from PE to Durban is 2:35.
Right.
Right.
One after that.
No.
Anyway, I can't go beyond 2:35. Because then I'll come here at 4:00. And then I have to go to Stanger. Let us see. Otherwise, I spoke to him today.
I tried.
He's not too good. Yeah, it's too much. SA is sold out.
In the morning. The first flight is sold out. The second flight is available, which is 11 something. And Mango does not fly. There's only 2 LA that fly.
Mango does fly, Mango falls.
Maybe September.
Okay, I just want to. Hare Krishna. So, Krishna Charan.